One of his subjects reports that in mourning, after the considerable waning of In Love, a friend had written, "Don't worry, brother. In time, the chemical bond will dissipate." This was apparently meant as consolation. Another subject reports being relieved of any obligation of waxing into In Love by a text message from the object of admiration, a message which read simply that, "I don't think that there's a chemistry between us." Is attraction simply that bond between two live bags of chemicals? Is that what the object of admiration meant when she texted that message? It's here that Jimmy wishes he were a chemist rather than an anthropologist. The bump and jostle of molecules in murky depths of brain soup, beneath language, beneath thought. If this is love, then is it profound simply because it's wordless? There is indeterminacy because in here words just don't exist. Label it chemical to mean we don't know how to talk about it. The writer, Flann O'Brien, had a theory of love as a process of friction. Lovers are always touching and rubbing each other, whether a caress of fingers or a full body hugging machine. As they do, the phenomenon of friction means that atoms of him or her are rubbing off, like grains of sand from rocks in a desert wind. These atoms of him or her are sticking to their lover, her or him, and in turn their atoms stick back. Lovers are literally swapping atoms through friction, although in a timescale more romantical than geological. But because the human is narcissistical, him or her is attracted to their own atoms rubbed off on the body of the other. It's our own chemicals inside the bag of the other that we fall in love with. Jimmy thinks about it and decides that chemistry is the wrong word. Like Sam Cooke, he don't know much about science books. Like Peggy Lee, he doesn't believe that is all there is. Later that night, again in a bar, a drunk leans towards a woman and makes a proposition in her ear, and although the woman is rightly stern towards the sentiment, his carelessly whispered phrase is electrical to Jimmy. "We could make beautiful music together." Of course, he said it metaphorical and was therefore lying, but Jimmy hears it literal. Love is not a chemical, it's a musical. Not a musical sing-song, reckons Jimmy, not like My Funny Valentine. This is more like rhythmical, and not just what you are all thinking, you and the rabbits, when I say rhythmical in the context of love, although it is certainly that too. You can see, hear, feel the bass rhythmical between a mother and a baby, between a brother and a sister, between two good friends, even sometimes between two strangers, but most of all, between two people who are truly in love. It's rhythmical responding, first one, then the other, a one, a two, a one, two, three, four, but properly responding, alert, listening, not just copying, but syncopating, not decaying, but rebounding. It's truly surprising, this rhythmical, the kind of surprise that isn't really a surprise deep down. I didn't know that that is how I wanted you to respond. I didn't know we had this in us. We're not playing the same like a marching band, we're playing our own thing, but still we are together. It's a conversation like all that jazz. In Love is alive, intimately so. And only when it starts to numb does it collapse into a steady, uniform rhythm. But even this is still a little bit comfortably numb, if only because it echoes something that is a little bit like love.